headquarters of Ramsey Solutions. It's the Ramsey Show, where debt is dumb, cash is king, and the paid-off home mortgage has taken the place of the BMW as the status symbol of choice. Number one best-selling author of the book Paycheck to Purpose and Ramsey personality and host of The Ken Coleman Show. Ken Coleman, Ramsey personality, is my co-host today. Open phones at 888-825-5225. That's 888-825-5225. This is the Ramsey Show. We help people build wealth, do work that they love, and create amazing actual relationships. Todd is with us. Todd is in Mesa, Arizona. Hi, Todd. Welcome to the Ramsey Show.
Hey, Dave. Hey, Ken. Just calling up to see if I should prolong my education to take advantage of my employer's tuition reimbursement program. Total cost of this program is going to be $30,000. But the one caveat is my employer, they only reimburse up to $10,000 a year. And I would prefer to just rip this Band-Aid off and get the program done within 2 years. So that'd be $15,000 a year, leaving me responsible to cover approximately $5,000.
Do you have that cash on hand to where you could cover it?
We do. Currently, my wife and I were saving up for a down payment on hopefully our first home.
Good. What are you studying?
This is going to be a master's of engineering for mine engineering.
What does it do to your income when you get that?
The ROI on it would be pretty great. I think it would pretty much boost it about $30,000 in 1 year.
That kind of answers the question, doesn't it? Like, if you got it a year sooner, you'd get the $30,000 a year sooner, and you're only paying $10,000 to do that?
Yeah, it was, you know.
Wait a minute. No, stop. Make sure I didn't miss something, okay? If you get it in 2 years, you get a $30,000 raise in the third year that you wouldn't get if you hadn't finished, right?
Okay, yep.
And to do that, you have to come out of pocket with $10,000. Five each year.
Yep.
Which you have.
So I'm trading 10 for 30. Good trade.
Mm-hmm. I like it when you frame it like that. Well, I was just kind of being a cheapskate.
Yes, but
remember,
Todd,
you're cutting your nose off spite your face, though, buddy.
Yeah, and Todd, you're the one that said just moments ago, I want to rip the Band-Aid off and get it done. And so the math supports your desire. So this is a no-brainer.
How big a company is this?
They're multinational mining giant.
Okay. Perfect.
I know where this is going.
Because you know what they need? They need what you do really bad. And you're a fairly rare bird.
That is true.
Okay, yeah. So what I'm going to do is walk into my supervisor and go, dude, y'all need to up it.
Yeah.
I need a little waiver. I need a little amendment to the big corporate giant stupid butt policy, and y'all need to pay $15 a year for mine. That way I'm helping you adding value to your organization, our organization, at a faster pace. And I'll even sign something that says if I leave before the end of the third year when you would have given me the money anyway, I'll pay it back.
Yeah, I love that, Dave. I love
all
it.
All right.
Because, hey, listen, that's not going to offend them. You have no risk in that conversation as long as you keep that posture of just, hey, here's an idea, here's a thought, here's what the rules say, I can knock this out in two. Would you guys consider that? That's not going to be negative. Even if they say, well, we're not going to do it, you're not going to hurt yourself.
Yeah. But, I mean, just talk to your supervisor. Listen, how hard are you guys out there recruiting people for this exact role right now? And I'm willing to step into that role a year sooner, but I need a waiver, and I'm even willing to guarantee you a zero risk on it, because if I leave early, I would pay it back. That's like even, you might even get corporate America to think about that.
Dave, I don't know. That makes too much sense.
Yeah, we're trying to get brain cells to work here. But, yeah. Yeah, that's a cool thing. Either way, you're doing it.
Even if you come out of pocket with it, you're doing it.
That's correct.
Because a 10 trading for 30 is a good trade.
Yeah. This is, I want to do it or I'm going to regret. You will regret it on some level.
Yeah.
Short-term regret, but why? You don't need to. You got the money. And here's the other thing. You'll make up that 10 grand faster for that house payment anyway. Dave just played the math out for you. So this doesn't hurt the dream in any way of buying the house.
Your instinct towards the Band-Aid was the correct instinct. And the neat thing about someone that's got this much engineering under their belt is that math is their second language anyway. So he already felt the math. He just hadn't done it the way I did it. So you can, they just, it's down in the DNA. It's swirling around. He's going, I know this is right. I just can't figure out why it's right. So, all right. Claire is with us. Claire's in Nashville. Hi, Claire. How are you?
Hi, Dave. Super excited to talk to you today.
You too. How can we help?
Yeah, so I just accepted a job with a new company, and I'm very excited about it. But I did realize that this company doesn't offer a 401k match. They have a 401k, just no match.
Mm-hmm.
So my question for you is, should I participate in this 401k, or should I just open up a Roth IRA? What do you think?
Well, once you're out, does the 401k offer Roth?
It's a traditional.
Only. Is that what you're saying?
Only.
Okay.
Yes.
No, you would do a Roth IRA first. Here's the math. The math says take all the match first. You don't have that. Roth is better than traditional, so you max out your Roth before you do any traditional. And then if that doesn't get you to your 15% in baby step four, then you would do some in traditional. But Roth is better than traditional. Match is better than Roth. And so match beats Roth beats traditional. And the best of all worlds is a match with a Roth, obviously, but you don't have that. So, and of course, you're not doing any of this if you're not at baby step four and you don't have your emergency fund in place and you're not debt-free other than your house, right?
Right. I am already in baby step four.
Perfect. You're rocking it, girl.
Now, I will add to that, my current employer now, so this is a new position I'm accepting, but my current employer, I have been contributing to the 401k with them because they had a match. So that should just roll over into another 401k?
Roll it to a traditional IRA.
Okay.
IRA. And you pick some mutual funds. So what you need to do is you need to jump on RamseySolutions.com, click SmartVestor Pro, find some of the folks there in your area that we recommend for investing. We're not in the investing business, but these are people, you're in Nashville, it's probably the same people I use, you know. And so you're going to sit down, get a Roth IRA going, and do a direct transfer rollover to a traditional IRA from the old 401k, and you'll have no taxes on that if you do the direct transfer. And that's what you should do. So, hey, good question. Congratulations on the new job. This is The Ramsey Show.
A lot on your plate. A job, your home, your marriage, and your growing family. While you're enjoying the present, you can't help but think about your future and your finances. As you explore your options, consider Christian Healthcare Ministries, or CHM, for your healthcare. Their generous maternity program and budget-friendly monthly programs have been a blessing to members welcoming children into their families. Visit chministries.org/budget to see if it's right for you.
Christian Healthcare Ministries is a Ramsey trusted provider.
Coleman Ramsey Personality is my co-host. Thank you for joining us, America. Open phones at 888-825-5225. Chris is in Springfield, Missouri. Hey, Chris, welcome to The Ramsey Show.
Hey, Dave. This is an honor to be on the show here.
Well, thank you. How can we help?
I want to know your opinion on, I bought my first house last summer, me and a couple friends renovated it, according to my realtor, we increased the value by about 50 grand. And I have some aspirations to become a small-time landlord. I was wondering if it's a totally dumb idea to get a HELOC on my current house for a down payment for a second house and turn the first one into an Airbnb or a rental.
Yeah. Chris, how old are you?
26.
Good for you. Cool. And what do you do for a living?
I'm a plumber.
Good. Okay. So when you say we did this renovation, do we own the house or you own the house and your friends helped you with renovation?
I own the house and they helped.
Okay.
Yes.
So it's completely in your name?
Yes.
And the house is worth how much?
Roughly 160.
Mm-hmm.
After the fact.
Mm-hmm. And so you think you could sell it for 160 and you owe like 110?
I owe about 100 grand.
About 100. Yeah. Okay. So you got about 60 equity minus expenses. All right. Cool. All right.
Yeah.
Well, in fairness, as I answer the question, when I was, to tell you who's answering the question, when I was 23, 24 years old, I started buying and selling real estate using the nothing down real estate techniques that were promising back 35 years ago. They're the same ones that are out there floating around today telling you to buy real estate and get rich in real estate. And so I didn't have any money. I started buying real estate. I started borrowing all the money to buy all the real estate. I got rich. By the time I was your age at 26, I had $4 million worth of real estate starting from nothing. And I had over $1 million net worth. The problem was I had no idea the influence of debt on that situation. And I was flipping houses. That's what I was doing. I was fixing them and flipping them. I actually hired crews to do it. I know how to swing a hammer, but I was choosing to do more volume than my hammer would do by itself. And so I just would set up a crew or hire a painter or hire a plumber or whatever to get the different rehab things done on the houses I was fixing and flipping. Some of them I was holding as rentals. And so I tell you all of that to tell you I aspired at that time to do what you aspire to do now. It's what I wanted to be and it's what you want to be. Fair enough?
Yes.
What happened was the bank got sold that I was dealing with to another bank, and they looked over and saw that they felt like this 26-year-old kid owed them too much money, and they called our notes. And we spent the next 2.5 years of our life fighting through severe banking technicalities that I didn't even know existed and losing everything that we owned. We were sued, we were foreclosed on, and finally we were bankrupt. At the bottom of that, I started studying how money works. And I started talking to old rich people. I didn't want to talk to young rich people. I had been him. I didn't want his advice. It didn't work. And old rich people started telling me this thing called common sense. And as a Christian, I started studying the Bible, and it talks negatively about debt 100% of the time. And so I figured out that this debt thing didn't work, and I started buying I bought my first piece of real estate after that with cash. It took me a little while because it's hard to get the cash together. And you made some quick, easy money, plus or minus your sweat, in this house. But it's been fairly quick, and it feels like you could do it all the time. Well, I did it a lot. I did it a lot. But it still came crashing down around my ears. So that's the guy you're talking to. He not only wanted to do what you're talking about, but he did it, and I did it with debt, and it backfired on me. And it wasn't that I was stupid. It was that debt is stupid. And so all of that to answer your question and say, no, I would not borrow on a HELOC to go buy a rental. I would keep working like a crazy man as a plumber. I'd get this house paid off if you're going to live in it. Or I would sell it and take $50,000, $60,000 and buy a tiny little cheap something and flip it with cash. And if you want to do some flips with cash, I'm in. I'm fine with that, especially where you're swinging a hammer and some of your buddies are doing the renovation with you and that kind of stuff. That's all cool. But I'll tell you now, that was 35 years ago that we crashed, 30 years ago that we crashed, 35 years ago that story started, and today I own several hundred million dollars in real estate. The building I'm sitting in is worth $100 million. And so, and it's all paid for, 100%. I do not borrow money for anything ever after that experience. So I tell you a big, long story to give you a really solid no. Don't do that.
Yeah. You know, I love the point you make. He's a young guy, and if he's not living in that house, flip that. And
get you an apartment.
Yes, sir.
I don't mind you renting and flipping.
Yes, sir.
But pay cash.
That's right.
Pay cash.
He's off to a good start there if he flips that now.
Yeah, and it's a good time to make a little money if you can get in one at a deal. Very difficult to find a deal right now.
Yeah.
Like, almost impossible. Needle in a haystack.
Yeah, I was shocked at how much that house cost.
Yeah. But you can do that, and it's possible in Springfield, Missouri. I mean, it's a great market, and I want you to go live your dream. I don't want you to let it turn into a nightmare, and it has for me. Oh, and by the way, there was a whole bunch of people did Nothing Down Real Estate then. I was actually in a Nothing Down Real Estate club back then, Chris, that had 150 members. Let me tell you how many of those guys are still doing real estate deals with Nothing Down. Zero. Let me tell you how many of those guys went broke. All of us. All of us. All of us went broke. No one made it out using that technique. Now, I do know one guy started selling the properties off, taking the equities and paying off the others. He ended up with a portfolio about one-third the size of his original portfolio, downgraded by 70%, but turned out with cash. He went the other way from the nothing down to 100% debt-free, and he's still managing those properties. I ran into him the other day. But the guys that persisted with this nothing down bullcrap stuff that's sold in these weekend seminars, 100% failure rate a decade later, two decades later.
So I want to stay there, Dave, because it's still being sold, and it's being glamorized on social media.
Oh, big time.
So what are they not telling them? They're telling you, oh, you can do all this, but there's something they're not telling them. They're not properly portraying the risk. What's the hidden information they're not sharing?
The nothing down deal only works if everything goes perfect, and nothing ever goes perfect.
That's it.
Risk. Debt equals risk. More debt equals more risk. If you owe $100,000 on something, that's a lot more risk than if you owe $1,000 on that thing. So more debt equals more risk 100% of the time, because you got to carry it if it doesn't sell. Mm. You got to carry it if the Fed decides to jack up rates. Oh, wait, that happened. You got to carry it if there's a pandemic. Oh, wait, that happened. You got to carry it even if you lose your job because of the pandemic. Oh, you got to carry it even if there's hyperinflation so it freezes the market like a deer in the headlights. Oh, these are real freaking things that happen. And they happen to me. You got to carry it if the president changes the tax legislation and changes and flips all investment property on its head. Ronald Reagan completely destroyed the real estate market while I was in the middle of it. I'm a Ronald Reagan fan, but worst presidential decision he made completely undid the investment real estate market by flipping the depreciation schedules off, changing the value of real estate with one stroke of the pen. And it turned the S&L business on its head back then, the savings and loan industry. And you can't control that crap because you're not the president. And it affects things out of your control come in and make you stupid when it's stress tested. Always reveals itself to be stupid. You can tell it was skinny dipping when the tide goes out.
Uh-oh.
That's what they don't know. You guys, it's grilling season. That's right. That means it's time to start budgeting for all those summer cookouts. Omaha Steaks can help. Their all-American assortment comes with everything you need to host your friends or just stock up for the summer. It comes with their iconic Omaha Steaks, pork chops, and sides, and a lot more, all for one price for the Ramsey Show listeners. Plus, you'll get 8 free Omaha burgers with your order. All that would cost a fortune at the grocery store. Just go to omahasteaks.com, use the keyword Ramsey in the search bar to get the deal. You're going to love it. You won't find this kind of flavor, tenderness, or value anywhere else. It's no wonder Omaha Steaks has been the leader in gourmet steaks and foods for more than 100 years. This is good stuff, you guys. Go to omahasteaks.com, type the keyword Ramsey in the search bar, and you get the all-American assortment and 8 free Omaha burgers today. Ken Coleman, Ramsey personality, best-selling author, is my co-host today in the lobby of Ramsey Solutions. On the debt-free stage, Reba and Michael are with us. Hey, guys, how are you?
Good.
Good, Dave. How you doing?
Better than I deserve.
Knew that was coming.
Where do you guys live?
Just outside of Louisville, Kentucky.
Okay, not too bad a run to Nashville. Good to have you. And how much debt have you guys paid off?
It was $138,000 in 10 years.
I love it. Good for you. And your range of income during that decade?
It started out around, let's see.
You know who the nerd is now.
Yes, mm-hmm, I am the nerd. Mm-hmm. So it started out at $104,000, and then last year was $133,000.
Cool. What do y'all do for a living?
I own my own business, and I clean houses.
Good.
I am a truck driver for a food service company.
Excellent. Excellent. Good. Okay. So what kind of debt was the $138,000?
It was our house.
Whoa! Looking at weird people!
Absolutely.
Thus the decade. I get it. Okay.
Yes. Yeah.
So tell me the whole story. How far back does all this start?
Well, our first big, what was it called? When you buy a brand new car, that's not a good idea.
Stupid tax.
There you go.
There you go.
That was our first one about 6 months after we got married, which today is our 20th wedding anniversary.
All right.
So we just kind of kept that around forever. So I think it was around 12 years ago before we were like, we need to be done with this, you know. And so we got a hold of the CDs, the radio program, all that stuff. And then we decided, like, we finally got on the same page. So nerd.
So you went through Financial Peace University, is what you're saying?
Well, we kind of did, like, the CDs ourselves.
Okay.
Almost.
The at-home study.
Yes. Yes. Right. So we did that, and then that's when we finally got on the same page, and we're like, okay, let's actually do this.
Mm-hmm.
So we got rid of that little bitty debt. I think it was, like, $10,000 in, like, what, 2 months?
A couple months, yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so I was like, I don't deserve a debt-free scream, because that was, like, too fast. So let's wait for our house. So, so, yeah, we got on the same page and then decided to tackle this after that.
Okay, just like that, huh?
Yeah, so we refinanced our house 10 years ago, the week that our third daughter was born, and we got it paid off right before our 10th birthday.
All right, yep. Wow. I like that. Happy birthday.
Yeah.
Definitely.
I love it. She's the debt-free kid.
There you go.
I love it. Very cool. This is fun, you guys. All right, so basically you lived the first half of your marriage normal.
Yeah.
Had a wake-up call and said, okay, no way, and you blaze through the car debt and then tear into the house. It takes 10 years.
Yeah. That was hard, too.
It is hard.
Very hard.
It's a long time.
Yeah. Saying no, you know, mm-hmm. keeping really old cars. Mm-hmm. I think our cars are older than our kids, so, you know. So now it's like, oh, we get to save up and actually get some nicer things.
Yeah. I mean, so that's really fun. You know, we always talk about in these journeys, you know, what's on the other side of this for folks, right?
Yeah.
And it's always something a little bit different. You got the kiddos. You're talking about cars. But as you look back on that journey, you've mentioned a couple times, it was really hard. There's some stories there. A, was it worth it? And B, what are you most excited about in this future of truly being debt-free? No house payment, nothing.
Well, in the immediate future, I think we're going to baby step some of the things in our house that needs to be replaced. Like, we're going to start with a toaster.
Oh.
And we're going to work our way up to a little bit newer cars. So that's what I'm really excited about.
You like a good piece of toast. I understand.
Toaster. We're heading home, getting me a toaster as soon as I do this debt-free scream.
That's awesome.
It was totally worth it. Definitely. Yeah. I mean, it was just hard. Probably the hardest thing for me, being the nerd, is realizing, like, my way is not exactly the right way, you know? Mm. You know, kind of slow down and bring in the free spirit and kind of work together and realize it's okay once we finally decide, like, okay, this is what we're both going to do, and then go for it.
Yeah, yep. Very cool. All right, what do you tell people the key to getting out of debt is? You paid off your house and everything. By what age?
Mm-hmm.
I just turned 40.
Mm-hmm.
And I turned 45.
Okay. You're really young. You have paid four houses.
Yep.
This is pretty cool. What's this house worth?
I think it's about $200,000, $250,000.
Yay!
Somewhere around there.
Feels pretty good, doesn't it?
Yep.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Okay, so what's the secret to getting out of debt? House and everything. A lot of people think they'll have a mortgage their whole lives.
Yeah, no. You want to take that one?
Just really getting on the same page and deciding what you want to do. And, I mean, that's pretty much it for me, I think.
By that, she means the free spirit gets on the nerd page, I think.
and me calming down, too, you know? I can be a bit intense.
Yeah. So you give a little grace, and yes. he tightens up a little bit. Yes. A little bit. And we meet in the middle there, and because we have a shared goal.
Yes. Yeah.
And the goal is to be debt-free house and everything. Yeah. And now you can do anything you want to do, including get a new toaster.
Yeah. There you go.
Yeah, there we go.
It'd be about that.
Sounds like a good plan. So if you live like no one else later, you can live and give like no one else and get a toaster.
Oh, I thought you were going to say, if you live like no one else later, you can live and eat toast like no one else.
There you go.
I'm looking forward. All of a sudden, I'm thinking about a piece of toast tomorrow morning. I mean, it's something I haven't had in a while.
Come on, Ken.
I'm serious.
You're killing me here.
I'm telling you. Who doesn't love a good new toaster?
I love it. Way to go, you guys. Way to go. We're very proud of you. All right, bring the kiddos in. Tell us their names and ages.
Well, so we have Hannah, that's 14. Mm-hmm. Elena is 12. Evie is 10. Mm-hmm. And then Dylan is 7.
All right. And so the 10-year-old is ready to go here. This is the debt-free scream that matches. I love it. Very cool. I love it. Good stuff, you guys.
Thank you.
We got a copy of Baby Steps Millionaires for you, How Ordinary People Built Extraordinary Wealth, How You Can Too. That is the next chapter in your story. You've done all the stuff. You're Baby Step 7. You're ready to go. You're going to be unbelievably wealthy. It's going to blow your mind where this ends up if you stay on track. So I'm very proud of you. Also a copy of Total Money Makeover for you guys to give away and be a blessing to someone. Stir up a ruckus somewhere with that for me.
Absolutely.
That's what I like doing, stirring up a ruckus. I'm pretty good at it, too. All right, Reba and Michael, Hannah, Eleni, Evie, and Dylan from Louisville, Kentucky. $138,000 paid off in 10 years. That's their house and everything. They're weird people. $104,000 to $133,000 income. Count it down. Let's hear a debt-free scream.
Three, two, one. We're debt-free!
This is how it's done. Oh, my goodness. That's powerful. Okay, so she cleans houses and he drives a truck. They're 45 years old and they have paid for a $250,000 house. I don't know what neighborhood you grew up in, but my neighborhood, we call that impressive.
Yes.
That's pretty amazing.
Oh, yeah.
And so, you know, you don't have to be making $500,000 a year, some kind of specialist doctor or something to do this stuff. People are doing it every day from every walk of life in every area of the country, in every situation. They're making the decision to be intentional and turn this thing around. It's very, very possible. And, you know, you got to get on the same page. We always hear that. You got to be on a budget. We always hear that. You know, you've got to, the communication in a marriage is always vital. These are the ones that always come up over and over and over and over and over and over again. You can watch literally now thousands of debt-free screams on YouTube that are posted there. And there is a track that runs through all of them.
Yeah, it's really true. And, you know, it's always special to see a family with younger kids reach this moment, this pinnacle, because now we're talking about their future and how it affects how they grow up. I mean, they got kids that are preteens, they've got teens, and it changes everything for this family. It's not just the financial piece. I mean, that's worth it in and of itself. But the ability to then craft a future, I don't want people to miss what you say all the time, this idea of live like no one else, live and give. That's giving to their kids. That's giving, obviously, in their community. And I got to tell you, I love that the truck driver and the small business owner, you know, cleaning houses, untold amount of hours she probably worked, and just it's a phenomenal testimony to struggling now to prosper later. You know, and everybody wants to prosper. Few are willing to struggle.
Yeah, you got to do the thing, man. I mean, no one wins on accident.
Mm-mm.
It is a series of intentional decisions, developing into habits, developing into redefining who I am. I'm not that person anymore. I used to be that guy, but I'm not that guy anymore. And I mean, I used to be a guy with a mortgage. Now I'm not a guy with a mortgage.
That's
I like
right.
that. That's pretty cool. That's pretty cool stuff. This is the Ramsey Show.
All right, people, you're adults, so I'm going to talk to you like adults. It'll be hard for some of you to hear. Ready? It's time to move on from the grandma hand-me-down, the Facebook Marketplace deal, or the just plain old and junky mattress. It's ridiculous. We upgrade our smartphones every 3 months, but we hang on to the same lumpy, uncomfortable mattress for decades. Your sleep is too important for that. It's time to invest in a good night's sleep with a high-quality mattress. And for me, that's DreamCloud. I'm speaking from experience when I say this is the easiest thing you can do to start improving your life and your health. And DreamCloud is making it even easier with an offer exclusively for my listeners. $499 in accessories plus an additional $250 discount. That's $749 in accessories and savings. And you'll get pillows, a mattress protector, and luxury sheets. It's time to change your sleep and your life. Visit dreamcloudsleep.com/Deloney or dreamcloudsleep.com and enter promo code Deloney to get your new mattress today.
Thank you for joining us, America. Ken Coleman, Ramsey Personality, is my co-host today. Kaylee is with us in Fort Worth, Texas. Hey, Kaylee, welcome to the Ramsey Show.
Hi there. How are y'all doing?
Better than we deserve. How can we help?
Well, y'all, I'm tired. I have a bachelor's and a master's degree in biology, and I'll tell y'all right now, that master's in biology is the biggest mistake I ever made. I am currently working at a nonprofit as a supervisor. I've been here for about 3 years, and I really want to quit my job. I'm not enjoying my work anymore. I feel like I've been sidelined. I don't feel appreciated, but I'm too afraid to quit. I've got my husband, who he wouldn't be able to take care of all of us if we were if I were to quit. And then I've got a 10-month-old baby boy, and so I'm not really sure where to go where to go from here.
Mm-hmm. Well, let's first deal with the fear. There's nothing for you to be afraid of because you're not going to quit without something to walk into. Okay.
Yeah.
So let's just go ahead and let's remove all of that because you're not going to do that. You have responsibilities. And while you're burned out, let's be grateful in this next season, whatever that length of time is going to be. Let's focus on being grateful. That's how you hang on. I'm grateful for the check. I'm going to be a good steward of the time there because I've got to be. So stability is the thing we're grateful for.
For 30 to 60 days
That's
while you land something new.
That's it. All right.
So Kaylee, let me ask you before Ken goes on. Let me ask you this, okay?
Mm-hmm.
What do you make?
I make $15 an hour.
Okay. So you find a job that pays the equivalent of $30 an hour doing something that, as you look at it, makes you excited and makes you smile. And you take that job and you accept the position that they offer you. There is no fear if that happens in quitting, is there?
No.
There would be like a celebration, not fear.
Right, absolutely.
Confetti, dancing out, the whole thing, right?
Right.
Okay. Ken?
Yeah. So I think you have some ideas. And I think that you're a little bit concerned about what that looks like to step into that. So let's suspend all doubt and all fear of stepping into something else. I mean, you've got 2 degrees. You have a lot of experience and you have a lot of talent, true or false?
True, I believe that's true.
Yes, you do. Okay. So what have you thought about that you're just not sure of how you would get there, but you wonder about it. You let your mind wander to say, you know what, would that be like to do this kind of work? I think you have some ideas. Give me one or two.
I think the main thing is I feel like I need to go outside of what I've put my education into.
And that's okay. So tell me the idea. It's possible.
I love to be a stay-at-home mom. I love to do like at-home tutoring. I've had a slight inclination about going into ministry.
Okay. Why? Tell me the why. Think about the people and the problem that you want to solve for those people. I want you to just tell me that type of work. If I could pay you $30 an hour today, and you're doing this type of work, what is it? Don't overthink this. It's right there. You've already let it run through your head about three times while we've been talking. Just say it. What would you do? Because you have to work right now. So what would you do? What would you really enjoy doing if you knew the money was there? Say it.
I love to write.
Okay. Okay. And you love to create. You love to create content to help people. Mm-hmm. So what we've got to figure out here is what's the central problem that you're writing for or you might be in ministry for? There's a pattern here. When you say ministry, when you say tutoring, when you say writing, there's a thread that connects all of those ideas. Do you believe that?
I believe so, yeah.
I absolutely know so. So what is it? What is that writing, the ministry, the instructing, because at home tutoring is a form of coaching or instructing. So there's an equipping side of you. You want to help people move from A to B. Is that still true? Am I still on the track here with you?
Yes, sir.
Okay, so I won't put you on the spot anymore because I know you're live and everything, but here's what I want you to hear. There is a clear connection between those three ideas, and it's about a certain group of people. And here's the question you've got to answer. I'm going to give you the homework assignment, and then I'm going to give you an assessment that's going to fast forward the homework. Here's the homework. I want you to think about those three ideas that you named, and I want you to think, who do I really want to help? Well, now, with the at-home tutoring or tutoring students, that's a pretty clear answer. Ministry, there's an answer there. And then, of course, writing. When you write something, it's to write to entertain, or it's to write to inform, or it's to write to equip, like the kind of writing that Ramsey personalities do. So you always look at, who are the people that I really want to help? What problem do they have or desire do they have that draws me into that group of people? And then the solutions to that problem or desire, therein lies the ideas for the type of work, the specific job or specific career path. Does that make sense?
Right, yeah.
Okay, so that's your homework assignment. And here's what I know. If I continually am asking, who are the people I want to help, problem I want to solve, solution I want to provide, ideas are going to present themselves and I'm going to see things that I may not have seen before. And so what happens next is I get clear there. Now I'm looking at, what do I want to do? And I choose, okay, I want to do this more than I want to do this. This is a season of life. I've got to work. When I decide that I can go home part-time and the husband and I are on the same page financially, then we can go, what's a part-time version of that same set of answers? And so that's your progression. So right now we want to get you clear on the types of jobs that you would be fulfilled in. And then we go, what do I need to do to get qualified? All right. And in those three things, you have to specifically look into it. What do I need to do, learn? How much is that going to cost? How long will that take? And now we can see, here's a path forward, and we're not so overwhelmed.
Now, once you identify all of that, then that's going to take you all the way through the process to actually identify jobs that do those things, mm-hmm. and then go get one of those jobs and then quit. And it'll be more at $15 an hour.
No question.
And, you know, you've worked through the process so you don't land back in something else that's frustrating, mm-hmm. and quote, burned out and all that kind of a thing. So, hang on. Kelly's going to pick up. We're going to give you a copy of Ken's assessment process, and it's a $30 process to take the test, but we're giving it to you.
Yeah.
And you can take this assessment. You take it in just a few minutes, and it'll give you a real clear. The takeaways from that assessment, Ken, are really important.
Yeah, what happens is you get a full report on what you do best. We're talking about skills here. And then the type of work you love, and then what motivates you. In other words, the results that when your work produces this result at Ramsey Solutions, all of us, everybody in the building, our work produces hope, transformational content that people can use to practically change their life. And so when you get that report, then we put it in a purpose statement. And what we love about the purpose statement, Dave, is what we're hearing from people that use the assessment, is that it becomes a 30,000-foot view. Think of in an airplane. I'm looking down, and I can see multiple specific jobs and those descriptions, and I look and I say, do they match up with my purpose statement? And that gives us confidence to say, okay, I know I can do this.
Now, the assessment also even throws out some possible professions.
It actually gives you possibilities. We hold this very loosely because it's impossible.
They're not assignments.
Anybody that tells you that they can predict what career you should do with an assessment is lying to you because you can't.
They can cause you to predict it.
They can allow you to look.
Yeah, exactly.
And we give you suggestions, and so it's a wonderful tool. Let's also, Kelly, give her the book From Paycheck to Purpose, because this is the companion, if you will. Once you know the mountaintop you want to scale, this will help guide you up the mountain. But I will tell you, Dave, there's one other suggestion here. When I hear that somebody's really burned out, there's a lot of factors going on. And if we know we don't want to stay there, but we're just looking for a bridge, you know, you can go get a better paying job that is temporary, day job, meaning I'm not invested in it, but it's going to pay me 25, 30 bucks an hour as a bridge while I'm seeking the ultimate path.
Yeah.
That's a suggestion.
You can go do that. I probably would give 30 days a job hunt or 45 days a job hunt for the main position first.
Sure.
But if that doesn't work, you know, like by the end of the summer, by September, I'll just take a $25 an hour job at Target.
Yeah.
Because that's stinking what they're paying these days.
That's right.
So get your 40 hours and hey, you can feed your family while you land in the big job again. That puts this hour of the Ramsey Show in the books.
Hey folks, Ken Coleman here. Did you know The Ramsey Show is one of the most popular podcasts in the world? Get your daily dose of advice on life and money. Check out all of our shows from The Ramsey Network wherever you listen to podcasts.
Hey, if you're a fan of this podcast, we've got more where that came from. Ever wondered how to win in business and leadership? I'm George Camel, host of the Entree Leadership Podcast, where you'll hear exceptional advice, origin stories, and practical strategies for success. These weekly conversations with America's brightest business owners, thought leaders, and entrepreneurs will help you succeed in all areas of business and leadership. Listen to the Entree Leadership Podcast wherever you listen to podcasts.
Hey, it's James, producer of The Ramsey Show. This episode is over, but check the episode notes for links to products and services you heard about during this episode. Thanks for listening.